Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
This is TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee, always singing.
Not Dee Dee, always singing. Dee Dee, always singing. This is episode 187. Dee Dee singing.
Yes.
Okay, girl. Episode 187 of the Oprah Rose Show. As you just heard, Dee Dee always singing. Yeah, that's just, you know, what we do.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny too, because we're on Anchor. Shout out to Anchor. That's our host for how we do these podcasts. And I was like, yes, we should shout out the people who listen to us and like where y'all at. All right. So Gigi.
Are you going to sing them?
You're trying it right now. Not going to sing them. So Gigi, what do you think is the number one city that listens to us?
The home that we all share, New York.
New York. Ding, ding, ding. That is number one. TT.
Thank you, friends.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
T, what do you think is number two on that list? And this is state.
Maryland.
No, it's Cali.
Really?
Really?
California is number two, with Los Angeles being the top city, right?
Oh, wow.
I was wrong for you, too. Shout out to
Thank
Cali.
Thank y'all for following me and us.
Okay. So Cali is number two, with LA being the number one city. We got some Sherman Oaks, some San Diego, some Oakland, San Jose. Like, y'all really out here listening.
Yay.
And third, we have Georgia, Atlanta being number one.
The peaches.
Okay. Yes. And Marietta being right behind Atlanta.
Is that where Nene from?
No, she's from not from one of those.
Okay. She's not from Marietta. Okay.
No.
I was like, I don't know. I thought she was from Atlanta.
I think she's from Athens.
That's where she's from. She is from Athens.
Oh, Athens. Okay. Yeah, I can see her as an Athens girl.
I don't know nothing about them, child.
Not a damn thing.
Me neither. I'm just talking shit.
That's the one who used to live in Atlanta.
I don't even think I've been to Athens. I've been to Macon.
How far is that from Atlanta?
I think 2 hours. Don't give me the line.
No shade. Why? And this is no disrespect to anybody. Why would, unless I feel like you live there, like, why is anybody traveling outside of Atlanta? No shade.
Yeah, I did go to Athens. Yeah, because actually my DP, I think she graduated law school from there. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, well, shout out to her.
She's lived everywhere, darling.
Everywhere.
Up next, we got Texas. Okay. Shout out to Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin. I'm really surprised by, you know, the ranking right now. Fifth place, we got Florida.
Okay. I'm Miami. Surprised, too. Where's Baltimore, Maryland at on this chart?
It's right after Florida. Maryland is in sixth place, and y'all really need to get it together.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the Baltimore girls really need to get it together.
Wow. Sure. Maryland is in sixth place, with Baltimore being number one, Hyattsville number two. Shout out to D.C., because that's close to D.C.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Mm-mm. I know.
I don't like that.
Better.
We got to touch the people in Baltimore or something. Yeah, Let's go get crabs or something.
Oh my God. I'm doing that this weekend and I cannot wait. Pull up. Oh man. I cannot wait, honey. I'm getting me all of the seafood this weekend.
Okay? Oh, with that Old Bay. Give me extra Old Bay, please.
This menu. He called me Big Pro. This is clearly going to be that episode. I'm telling y'all, I literally, as a matter of fact, when I get back, we might have to do like a, you know, like a little thing. I'm gonna have to show y'all where it's at. Cause like the menu alone, like you name it, crab, they have it. And you know how Maryland people are so picky about, like I have built my entire trip around this restaurant. It's a birthday celebration.
Early. What is the restaurant, baby?
I know that's the thing my mother told me about. I can't even think of the name of it now.
Oh, wow. I know. I was like, what is the name? I was ready to get on the Googles.
It's because far. Do they deliver?
Who's early birth? Is, oh, your daddy.
I think so. So it's early. It's going to be early. It's going to be early for my man and my father. We're going to do a two for one. A twofer. This was my father's idea.
Oh, your man going. Yay. He loved Baltimore, child.
Love. No.
And you're going to coming too.
You was like, are you coming?
I forgot. You were shocked. I thought he forgot. And because I'm so pressed to get home, I was just going to go down early. And he was like, yeah, we going this weekend. I was like, you don't remember nothing, but you remember that. And you don't remember nothing because I fully planned. I was excited.
Parents love him though, too. Yeah. He loves your parents.
That's so. Oh, no, he has to stay in the house like fully by himself on Friday because I got my great grandmother's sick. And so I have to see her, but I don't think he wants to come. So I'm like, well, you and my mother and the little puppy can be in the house by yourselves. So
yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, literally. I was like, y'all be good.
They'll watch on TV or something.
There exactly. They're going to be watching Marriageville. And you know, my mother got a piece, so she looked like Melody Holt.
I love Anywho, it. There's another show they can watch too, Family or Fiance on
OWN. So I was literally, I remember you said that. So before we started, I'm literally only 20 minutes in and I was doing too much stuff. I have to go back and I think.
Oh, it's good. And every episode is a different couple. So you don't feel like you need to like keep up with
the
series because you're just keeping up with the one couple for 40 minutes.
Okay, y'all know how we love OWN.
Love OWN.
Make sure, you know, y'all are also writing in, liking, subscribing, rating for Apple, for Spotify. Give us a thumbs up. And just, you know, share any of your stories, questions, comments, and concerns. Share some of y'all favorite restaurants from y'all favorite city or what y'all like to do.
Yes.
Because rounding out these states, we got Illinois, shout out to Chicago, Jersey, North Carolina, Virginia. And then rounding out the top 10, we got Indiana.
Come on, Indiana.
Elkhart, Indiana.
Come
Indianapolis.
On.
Yay.
These are all cities that, you know, we got to do a tour. We got to figure stuff out. So please make sure, again, that y'all are writing in. And you know my ass was given traveler before my vaccine shot. So I'd really be needing to know, like, where to go to eat, where to go to go, and all the other type of shit. So please share with us, y'all. But Indiana, shout out to your home state.
Yes.
You was just there.
I was
having the time of your life.
You know, it's so funny because I wasn't really doing shit. I was just like, you know, going between my grandmother's house and my brother's house. Mm-hmm. And then I think I went out one time with my cousin to his house. But it was really a good time. I hadn't been home in a year. I hadn't seen, you know, my family in a year. I took Jess with me. And that was really good. And I, you know how when these Black mamas, they be don't want to have like take on the grandma name. Mm-hmm.
They don't
feel like they should be a grandmother yet. So my mom, her grandma name is Grand T because her name is Tamara. So Grand T. And then which Jessie calls her that, all of her grandkids.
Oh, my gosh. Grand T.
I love it.
Yes. And then they call her great grandmother, my grandmother, just grandma.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it was cute seeing her like identify between the two. And we was vibing. I had a blast.
I mean, all your family looks exactly alike. Like, just I couldn't alike. Tell. You just told us before we were recording that who I thought was your brother was your cousin.
Yeah.
Because the genes are so strong.
Yeah. And that's actually like my father's side. So when I would say like Kimbrough genes, those are my father's side. But then at the same time, like I look like my mom, you know, so it's kind of weird. But yeah. And shout out to my mom's side of the family. I'm wearing our family emblem jacket. Her maiden name is Adams after her dad. but he was adopted and his like real family is Hoffman. And so that was like, when we go to family reunions, that's the family reunion we'll go to, his and then his wife, my grandmother, but he passed away. And I was downstairs just like looking through shit, photo albums, clothes and shit, going through my grandmother's like canned food. Cause you know, fucking Black people just
not canned food.
Canned food. I was like, you still can? Like,
oh my God.
You be using them coupons, baby.
Yeah. I'm like, we got to let this go. But anyway, and I found this jacket and I asked my mom if I could have it. So I'm really happy to.
Cute. Yes. Come on. Family heirlooms.
Right. And I love that the family has an emblem that.
Me too.
Right.
Like,
it's giving Game of Thrones for Black people, and I love it. I just want to say that I love it. Yeah, I have to make a family emblem. It's about to start real early generation. Yeah, I might start one.
Do y'all have family reunions? And have y'all been to one? When was the last one you've been to?
Oh, I have not been to one. And the one I went to was on my mother's side of the family, and it was in Bermuda. So it was my grandma, my great grandmother, actually. So it was the Browns, as she says.
I met your family 11. In Bermuda too.
Yeah, exactly. So we had it there and I was like 12, I was like 11 or 12 years old. And then my father's side is they're all from Baltimore, basically everybody. But it's not really given like we'll have them and go to like a park or a beach, but for the most part, I feel like it's not, I don't have a very big family on either side for real. But yeah, I've not been to one in forever, like forever.
Yeah, same. The last family reunion I think I've been to, I was like 8 or 9, and it was like South Carolina. And it was my mother's side of the family. And I feel like when she passed away, she was like the matriarch of the family. Like no one wanted to kind of pick that up and kind of like carry the torch and still do that. It's very unfortunate when a matriarch passes away and no one like steps into that role, but like both sides, my dad's side of the family and my mom's side of the family, the same thing happened. And no one kind of stepped up and was like that central person to make all these things happen. It ain't gonna be me either, but you know, I'm just saying that's what happened.
You were making an observation.
Outside looking in, but I'm about to step up, like, here I am, I'll step up as tribune.
And do it. Yeah, I know, that is a thing. And like I said, I don't have a big family. So like we specifically on my mom's side, like we have no choice but to kind of like come together. Because it's literally our group chat is like 6 people or something like that, like 7 people. Like it is not, I mean, obviously like other cousins and stuff like that, but as far as like my first cousins and stuff like that, like my great grandmother only had 2 girls, my grandmother only had 2 girls, and then my, like, even my cousins, like we were joking, we were like, we don't be having a bunch of kids at all. Like both my cousins, older cousins, only have 1 child. I'm childless. Like my aunt has no kids, she's not having kids, so it's small. It's definitely small.
And my family's so huge, like it's so
I love that,
massive.
I always wanted that, I ain't gonna lie. Like, and to be into someone else's, not to have them, I mean. Let me be clear.
Yeah, if anybody married into my family, it would just be on both sides. It's really huge. I actually saw one of my cousins on my father's side, first cousin. I hadn't seen him in like 14 years. He did for a 14-year bid. It might have been like closer to 15 years that I've seen him. And it was just crazy, like seeing him, you know, what's the word? When you come back into something, like reformulate.
I know what you're saying, but
the word is losing me. But it was crazy. And then I reconnected with another family member who he's still in jail, but we lost touch. And then I talked to him when I was at home. So it's like home was really good, but it was also really, really sad at the same time, just like seeing the reality of, you know, like really everyone's lives in the COVID world, you know, like poverty, like Elkhart in general, kind of ever since the recession never really came back. So the economy itself is just, you know, shaky, but other than that, it was really good.
Yeah, I'm sure it's still good to see people, but as you're saying, like the reality of like how people are living and that being that reality, and you can't necessarily help.
Yeah.
It's just more so just being there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm like, aww. What made you want to go to Clark actually? Because that's kind of far.
It is far. I didn't know about it. Thank God for movies. And this is the thing about our generation, millennials, and then maybe every generation that preceded us, is like during that time, all we had was to access to like general information was really like TV. The internet was still relatively new. But I saw the like other cities, other states, other people, the way they lived based off of the television that I consumed. And so when I saw Drumline, because I had been in band since I was nine, yeah. I saw that, I was like, oh my God, there's like schools I can play music that I listen to on the radio, not just like classical and jazz, like what the fuck, you know? And so I think I actually like looked up the school that it's Atlanta A&T, I think that's what it was called on Drumline. Mm-hmm. I like looked that up, realized, oh, this isn't a real school.
And but it's like schools in Atlanta and all that.
Yep.
Yo,
that's amazing.
That, and I told you, I mean, I picked Howard because I thought it was a different world. And I was like, oh, they look like they have so much fun and it's close. Like, this upcoming generation, like, they don't have that. Like, what are you actually looking at?
What are you basing your decision off of?
Yeah. Because if you don't know, like you said, and most people, specifically if you're, I mean, my mother went to college, but like I was 15 at her graduation. So it was obviously very different. So I was the first person to go to college, you know, just like from high school. Yeah. So you don't really have anybody that's there to coach you along the way and be like, go try these schools and do this.
Yeah.
And do that. So you have to like, you're affected by a lot of the things that you consume or you're seeing. And it's like, I just don't know what anybody, what, like I said, younger generations are seeing and what are they consuming that is anything remotely positive. Yeah. Like reality TV and social media has obviously taken over everything. Like, and then you just have movies.
Yep.
Well, but I can't think of like
a choice of where to go to school.
You said what?
I'm glad y'all had a choice of where to go to school. I did not have a choice.
you
had scholarships.
Yes. My parents was like, this school giving you money, this is where you're going. And I was like, but I want to go to Hampton.
Oh, yeah. And I wasn't smart enough for a scholarship. So that was out of the question.
They also don't really be given like scholarships at least when I was coming
not
in.
Hopefully now with they were not.
Hopefully now with all these endowments they've been receiving and
hello
proper financial management, there's more access to college scholarships. I had a band scholarship, but it wasn't really like significant. I think it was like $2,500 a semester or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which
girl, what did that do?
Right, that's covering
exactly
books. that's covering books and your little meal card.
Literally the meal plan. Yeah, that's it. But I was grateful.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, no, I had
lost mine along the way though, Chad.
I'm dead. Not you lost it a lot.
I lost it because you had to maintain a 3.0, and like after the first year, I had like a 2.8, and was like, "Well, damn!" And then I didn't
because your parents didn't let you go where you wanted to go.
No,
you didn't want to be there.
No,
so you was rebelling.
We still made it work.
I was just about to say. I mean, honestly, everything happens for a reason. So yeah.
I would not have the friends I have now, or even met T for that matter, had I not went to that school.
Yeah,
I would have run away somewhere.
That's true. Yeah. Everything. Wow, everything.
You wouldn't even be here,
right? No, exactly.
I would have went away, so my whole friend group would have been different. It's funny because just at Hot Sauce, Alex went to Hampton. And we're the same age. I was like, we probably would have been friends, and I would have known her, her and Violet. Yeah.
But you know, it's also like one degree of separation for all Black people in New York or major cities. Period.
For sure.
At this point,
yeah.
But no. But back to talking about this child, these positive images that people are consuming. I'm really trying. I'm like about to bust a brain cell trying to think of something that is actually positive. Mm.
No.
That we consume?
Mm-hmm.
No. Because I think with reality TV, what we thrive off of, and even outside of reality TV, just like social media, is mess. It's
mess.
Yeah.
Literally mess. We thrive off of mess. Like when I'm watching this, the show I talked about on OWN, Family of Fiance, if when the preview come on and the families are not arguing, I'm like, do I want to watch this one? They're not arguing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We thrive off the idea of this high adrenaline and, you know, people being combative and not getting along and maybe figuring it out.
Yeah. Our conditioning has been conditioned to like accept and, like you said, thrive off of mess. Even how you look, like I watched some documentary that Lala Anthony was narrating on BET Plus.
Shout out to Lala. She's been in the game for 20 years now.
No, but I hate the way she talks. She does not talk about her.
What's up? It's your girl Lala.
At all. Like, so don't be on a show called Killer Bodies. And you got K Michelle on there. No. K Michelle should have never.
I have got to watch this.
It was good. Like, it was actually really, really good. And they were talking about how, like, you know, we've gotten to the point that especially, you know, like all girls want to basically look, not all, but most girls or some, let me say some, sorry. Some girls all want to look alike. And it's this very like, you know, everybody has the same, everybody dresses the same, everybody looked the same. And like, even when I was looking at something, the girl was like 16. I'm like, I did not look like that at 16. Like,
no, we look like kids.
Yeah, like the teenagers look
with the teenagers.
So much wasn't contouring and shit.
I was just about to say they know how to contour and they look like, you know, 20-year-old women, because that's literally all we're seeing on social media. You got all these like celebrity relationships that people look up to is like, I'm doing air quotes when I say goals, and then the truth be revealed and you're like, oh my God, like this past month alone, child, the what's that shit? The
turmoil,
the whatever, something to be lifted or whatever.
Rose colored like, glasses.
Or the rose colored glasses have been lifted.
I'm over here just guessing.
And I'm like, it's like
it's categories at this point.
It's so many, but like the wool has been lifted, whatever they say it is, some shit. Like, child, you know, just what was that? 2 months ago, we was looking at like Saweetie and Quavo as goals. And,
yeah, we even talked about it on the show.
Yeah, and it's like, and I love them, and obviously we ain't in their lives to know what the fuck is going on. And they had their little Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Solange incident in
don't,
the elevator.
Don't say little. That's a big deal. Don't diminish what happened to my sis.
Okay, so how did you feel about it?
Obviously, look, going off already.
Right. And I'm like, so how did you feel about it?
A little upset. Like, I don't know. It's just like, and then when I think the thing for me initially watching it was like, whoa, what did I just see? Like, you know, I think it, you know, watching the full clip and she hit him, he twirled her around in the elevator, obviously did something to her arm where she wanted to be on the ground, couldn't get up, and is walking off with a limp. Like, this is, and then she just walks past him almost as if nothing happened. So like, this is not your first rodeo with this type of behavior is what I witnessed watching that. And then it just made me kind of feel bad for her, because the man is always going to be the aggressor. He's just strong. He's just stronger than a woman. And so I was just upset watching that. I really was.
Yeah. No, it to me, honestly, yeah, I was like, oh, this is not their first time at all with whatever. Yeah,
that's what I, you know, that was my
initial wasn't thought. Apologetic or showed any apathy, empathy, nothing. Like, no, it was very stoic.
He doesn't even do anything. He doesn't help her up. He doesn't be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Like,
right.
Was it a game? What was in the box? Can somebody tell me what was in that luggage or something?
It was like a Call of Duty box. So that game, but yeah, I don't, you know, obviously they're not going to tell us.
But like, if y'all can see G-Face just now, like I literally would love to know like what was in that luggage or whatever it was, the way he was acting.
Well, also honestly, more than anything, I was like, damn, this is also a lot of people's realities, you know, this is, that, like, and I'm not saying I agree with this, but I was talking to one of my homegirls and she just was like, she's like, girl, that was a tussle. Like, that wasn't even that deep. And I was like, well, I don't really, you know, like,
I'm tussle.
Abuse is abuse.
Yeah. Like, I was like, yeah, she's like, that's a tussle. Like, she's like, it's wrong, but it's a tussle. And I was like, I don't do yelling. Like, I don't, when it comes to, we were talking earlier and I was like, I'm not confrontational. When it comes to my relationship, the gloves are off. Okay. Like I am Mrs. Confrontation and I'm gonna bring up everything and all of that. So to like have that be met with aggression, I honestly, I don't even know what I would, what the hell I would do. And even in my past relationships, I don't think I've ever really, you know, dealt with any man that was like overly aggressive or, you know, talked crazy or did any of that other shit. But, you know, all these relationships with the JT and Uzi shit and Southside of Miami, it's like, this is the norm, unfortunately, or at least it seems like the norm, because it's also like, this is what we're seeing. And this is also what younger generations are looking up to as goals. You know, JT real quick to be like, my pussy wet and it got me on a jet, or, you know, at 20K. And he was like fake walling her on that damn live.
Oh yeah. He was sunning the shit out of her.
He was sunning.
I'm gonna need these celebrities to get off a live like it's FaceTime. Like, it's not FaceTime. Like, the conversation that happened between Young Miami, aka Carisha, and Uzi did not need to happen with us
on live at all. No.
And you could tell, like, she was visibly annoyed by what he was bringing up. And like you said, G, like, he was literally sunning JT. Like, she's sunning. Like, give me my phone back. And she can't do but so much because it's on live.
Right.
In any other situation, I'm snatching.
And he was testing her too. He absolutely was like, you ain't going to grab it. Like, yeah, we're out in the open. He don't give a fuck. So
zero. Zero. Mm-mm. When she was like, you doing too much, and he was like, yeah, I do a lot. My car, you see my, like, all of that. I was like, oh my god, like that. And it's,
but that's abuse of itself.
5 feet, child.
When somebody throws what they give you or what they have in your face and reminds you of it, that is abuse.
It is.
Yeah, and it's controlling. Is it also though? I mean, and I was even thinking this even a step further. Any man that, let's say somebody's doing a whole lot for you, right? And obviously JT has her own. I'm assuming.
Why spend my money when I could spend yours?
Yeah, exactly. But she makes it very well known. Like, he takes care of her. You can see he's dressing her. Like, JT ain't probably, she was never dressing in no goddamn Rick Owens and all that other type of shit. Like, nah. She was looking like a damn, I don't need little hair.
Rihanna says she looked like a damn vampire.
Not a vampire. That's, yeah, like, JT wasn't really dressing like that. So you can obviously see what
the upgrade.
Yeah, you can see Uzi's influence. So, you know, it's like, it's all over everything. But it's like, I know one thing, if that nigga was broke, she wouldn't be taking all of that. So absolutely, it's like him obviously like doing all this stuff for her, and you're providing, and, you know, every time she always be flashing the money and, you know, the whatever. I remember when she got that little like yellow diamond.
Yeah, it was pretty.
It was so pretty. and it's like, and it sucks. Like, I think with money, you might let him talk to you a little bit crazier versus somebody without. Yeah. Like, you might keep it cute and just be like, sit there, like, give me back my phone. Just don't wind my shit up too much. Don't make it too hot. But
well, I mean, that situation was just like way too much. And then obviously Southside, which I didn't even know Young Miami and Southside were still together.
Yeah, I think
they be on and off, child.
Who knew? And then Southside
got that baby. That's gonna be the case for the next 20 motherfucking years.
This is true. He obviously has some words for Uzi, letting Uzi know, don't talk about his bitch, you know, and kept using the words or the term my bitch. And it just led me to think, do women like to be referred to as my bitch from their nigga? Or their man?
Jokingly?
Right.
Joking. And see, and that's the thing. It's such a slippery slope, right? Okay. Jokingly, I wouldn't even, it would be a joke. Now you start, we arguing, and you could even, you say you acting like a bitch. It's going to be some issues. Like, there's also, and I don't even say like a time and a place, but you also have to know your partner. Like, you know, he be calling her bitches to her face, arguing.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's literally, that's a term of endearment.
And she be calling him pussy ass nigga, or pussy ass hoe, or some shit.
Yeah, all types of shit. Like, you know that relationship.
Very Florida.
I was trying to think of some Florida shit she was saying.
Yeah, it's very, very Florida. And it's like, a lot of that, you know, is, that's what you know. That's what you grew up around. That's all you know. That's all the relationships that you've experienced. So it's like, that is normal. That's not even like, I'm sure some people looked at that video and was like, I don't see the issue. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, he was protecting his bitch. Like, he will, and literally don't take issue with what, and even maybe what Uzi was doing. Like, it's just, again, conditioning has been conditioned.
I love that you say that, T, that you say that this is what people's reality, it's all they've known. You know what I mean? And so what I would love for, you know, as we see like the success of all of these Black women rappers, but just Black women in general, you know, while you upgrade your life, your belongings, your things, your bank account, upgrade your mental, I don't want to be corny and say mental health, but upgrade the manner of which you navigate through relationships. You know, identify the missteps that you may or may not have been born into, the patterns of which you have in the men that you seek. You know what I mean? Like, you can have all the money in the world and be super successful, but if you don't know how to have a healthy relationship, you know what I mean? Like, I just, you should want that too. You should want that for yourself as well. You know what I mean?
How old are they? All of them.
They're like, young. So I get it. Like, I also do not want to have, like, I don't want to come off as being like condescending or know it all shit. I'm still like figuring shit out.
I was just going to say, like, we're still figuring it out too.
I want that for them too. You know what I mean? Like, I love that they are winning. I love that they overcame so many like struggles and shit. You know, your JT was in prison, you know, this time last year or whatever. Like, you know, Carisha's mother mom just came out. Home. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's their reality, like real hood life shit, real trauma. You know what I mean? And just because you move from Dade County to Fort Lauderdale or whatever, like move your mind too. Grow bigger, like inside as well. You know what I mean? Because when you change, the things around you, the people around you will then begin to change also. But this isn't like me trying to, you know, bash or talk down or anything like that. I just want to see in full totality like success for all of them, because I think that they're amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's even just as you getting older, like without the fame, you know, it's like the same, like the type of niggas that I dated at 21. I mean, I never really had amazing taste in men, if we're being honest, but like the same niggas. Same.
I also like am holding a mirror up to myself, because Lord knows the type of shit that I've been through, dealt with, experienced. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You can see it, because you're speaking from a place of also like knowing, you know, like I was literally thinking, and I was like, damn, even like, I remember when I first moved here, and the first nigga I met when I moved here should have never, ever, I shouldn't even gave him my number. Fuck entertaining. Like, should not have even gave him my number. And he could have potentially ruined my damn life. And it was like, no, we're not doing, that's what we're not going to do. Yeah, I was like, what we're not going to do is that. But then it's still, you know, you still have these like relationships that it's like, okay, it might not be as bad, but it ain't really all the way healthy. And I don't think it was until I probably was like 20. I mean, okay, let me be clear. There were some, and my like actual relationships were, you know, quote unquote healthy or whatever. But them in-betweens and situationships and niggas that you talk to, or niggas that you talk to because they have this or that, like that shit was shaky. Okay. It was very, very rocky. Like she has come a long way, like a very long way.
But same, is that part of like the journey as well as like loving yourself?
Yeah,
like part of that is sometimes these people who we give this attention to sometimes are filling a void within ourselves, where we're trying to like, somebody just tell me I'm cute, somebody just love me in this moment, because we're trying to find that with our own selves. And sometimes we give, you know, these people who we would never even consider ever these opportunities to be a part of our lives, because we're looking for something within ourselves. And so I think that's even being young, and like, I don't want to take this back to JT and Uzi, but it's like, to the point that we were just like making around, you know, this time last year, I think she was at the halfway house this time last year. Like she had just got out, and, you know, just like their upbringing and where they're from. It's like, you're constantly searching for this need for reassurance and love and these things. And sometimes you take things that you normally, you wouldn't. And that comes with learning and like growing and loving yourself.
Or you take things again because you don't know no better. You know, like you haven't seen, you don't even know what better looks like, right? Like, and because that's why I asked you, G, I was like, well, what made you, you know, want to go even something like that, right? What made you want to go to Clark? Because like you said, if Elkhart, if it's more of like a very industrial town, if you don't see that and you don't know any better, how are you, and unless, you know, most people aren't like, you got to sometimes see it to like spark it, right? And then once it's sparked, then you'd like, oh, well, wait a minute, let me try to do it this way. But if you don't know anything, it's like, how, what are you basing it off of? Yeah. And that's what I think is so like, I don't want to say devastating, but like, it's just sad because it's like, I don't know, you know, and that's, and again, these are people that got money and clout and fame and whatever else. And like, but what about everybody else? You know, like if they struggling, shit, like, you know, the rest of everybody else is fucking struggling. I can't get on no jet. Yeah. I miss my flight. Like, it's quiet. I got to wait for the next flight. Okay. Like, like, but you know, you have all this, and again, you think you like, because money, you think money like super, you can just like bypass all that other shit, and it's like, no, that shit, where you are, where you land, or whatever, that's the, I cannot get these sayings together tonight.
Me neither. I've been fucking up on them.
Where you are, something like that, like wherever you go, there you are. That's what it is. Whew, child, I got it.
I don't know if I've ever heard that one. All right.
I was watching some movie and I've heard it before. Okay. But like, you can't outrun any of the shit. And then, I mean, I think we've kind of touched on this before, but like, Dee, how you were talking about the self-love, like our parents wasn't teaching us that. It was like, you gotta, you know, get good grades, go to school, just kind of like those basic things,
and that's what they were teaching. Like, I remember, like, I was having shit happen to me in like middle school. My parents were just like, but what your grades look like? Like,
yeah,
that's not how I kill these people, right? With kindness, with grades. The fuck, I need the Jordans. The fuck is y'all doing? What y'all talking about? Like, I need the eights and I need them now.
I need the eights and I need them now. That's funny as fuck.
Like, what your grades look like? A's. What?
What? Yeah. Right. Next K's.
And my mom was preaching grades and fucking Jesus, Lord. I'd have been in church so much that I don't ever need to go again in my life. And I could live to 100.
Not praises what I do. I'm dead. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and, you know, our parents obviously did the best that they could do with what they knew. And but I think, you know, our generation is definitely, it's like, nah, we got to get more into this interpersonal shit and like how we deal with people, because that's the shit that's going to stick with you. Like, not no damn A in chemistry class. Like, that's cute and all for that, but for that moment in time, but like, you got to be able to balance the other stuff that like comes along with it.
I don't even remember that chemistry class, but I remember the bitches that had something to say when I was in the hallway. That's what I remember.
Didi is triggered. Yo, you know what's funny?
Get him them eight, had a
conversation with my mom and my grandma about whoopings. That same conversation we had, I think it was on a previous Patreon episode. Because my grandma, she was saying that I'm not, that Jesse be walking over me. She was like, you need to put your foot down, show her you're the mom. And she pulled out this ruler and she was like, you need one of these rulers. Go into the dollar store and get you one of these rulers. You could take this back with you.
What kind of ruler was it? Was it the wooden one?
Yeah, wooden. You know that your teachers would like tap your hand with.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, no, grandma, I don't do that. And I basically was like, all that whooping shit, that was fucking slavery y'all niggas was doing. That was slavery trauma.
But isn't
it? My mom and my grandma was looking at me like, about that. You said what?
It's also interesting now to talk to them about that too.
Yeah. Because my grandma is very much so like on a, well, you know, really, like, that's how you feel? Okay, baby, I'm sorry. Like, she's very much so in a like, let's right the wrongs. My mom is like, well, it was what it was.
It was what it was. Because you know, because mama's like, well, I birthed you, so it is what it is. Yeah.
But I like both of those responses, because
I don't give a fuck. But they stop telling me to beat my child. they the fuck stop. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, well, you can have somebody being like, well, why you keep talking about it, Dean? Like, somebody literally could be like, stop talking about it. I don't want to talk about it, because they have their own healing process and they don't want to process you talking down about how they raised you.
So, I mean, even think about that. Think of how many things go on in families that we do not talk about. So let alone being able to teach someone like how to love themselves. And these are what boundaries look like. This is what a healthy relationship looks like when like trauma will happen and we do not talk about it. And it's like, you know, it's more so like, okay, let's just sweep this under the rug and keep things up for our parents' sake, as opposed to like having a fully functioning like adult, you know. And you can, as you get older and, you know more and you can do your own self-exploration, you can look back and kind of see, like, I can see stuff in other people's families that I'm like, oh, this is fucked. Like, and no one's addressing it.
You can see the just the breakdown in each generation.
Each person in the family, I'm like, the
picture is full. The painting, see the complete painting now.
I was like, no. I was like, Ileana can't fix y'all. Okay. Like, this is
Ileana. Let me clear the table.
Yeah, I mean, it's just giving, flip the table. Like, you got to start from scratch, okay?
Wow.
But again, that only comes when you are, like, tapped into yourself to know, like, okay, now I can recognize and identify this in families. Because even, like, think about choosing a partner. Like, you are then, because like you said, that fiance or what's the show called on Home?
Family or Fiance.
And the first episode is this girl that's maybe like 21 and the boyfriend is maybe 31, something like that. And he has three kids. And they're like, well, if y'all get married and she starts asking for spousal support or, you know, or child support.
It's both
come
y'all.
From both of y'all. Both
y'all. So, and I was like, okay.
And sis never thought about that.
She never shit. I didn't either. It's giving. Never get married.
Like, his mama let her know, like, baby, you got to think about that.
It's all these things. And that's what I'm saying. You got to like keep in mind, like, your partnership, like, you got to keep in mind.
You think those things are real as part of.
It's real.
It's very real.
Yes.
It's real. Yeah, it's like, you just get so enthralled with the idea of love. And it's like,
I actually had a friend who was paying child support, but they wasn't married, but she was holding her nigga down that much. She paid her child support a couple times.
Yeah. I had a boss that was paying the child support on for her husband, like tax, and she was white. Taxes, past child support. So it's like, that stuff isn't even just like a black thing.
Nah.
Like you said, when you combine, you know, you become one, it's like, we really becoming one, which I don't really think is fair. We weren't one when I was working and I was taking phone calls all the time.
You one with you shooting in the gym, sis.
Yeah, it's like one thing to support me, but when you wasn't on the phone, you wasn't being the back, you wasn't doing, you wasn't making the phone calls. So I need my coin to be my coin, and the government needs to accept that and make them separate. Like,
right. Is there like some type of like,
you're like, can you file
no? Like, yeah, can you do a marriage adjacent license?
No, I mean, the only thing comes with filing taxes. You could do married
separate,
right?
Okay,
that's the only time it comes into play. Being,
but separate. Then do you still like say if you have to pay like spousal or child support? Do you still even if you do that? Like, I wonder if you have to pay.
I don't know.
Because remember, when Kimora didn't get married, remember she was having those ceremonies, so she could still receive child support.
Oh, that's this, that is messed up.
That's a smart woman. She's like, I love you.
That's funny as fuck, and I also understand.
Yeah, she's like, I love you, but
I'm not letting this go.
Because she don't work.
No, right, exactly. So it's like she still needed the money from Russell, and I'm assuming, I guess, I don't know, but I'm assuming you get more if you're, you know, a single parent, as opposed to
go married. To the court and be like, why am I paying X amount when she's married and they're making X amount together to the point of one income.
Exactly. But yeah, that was allegedly. I mean, I'm not in her business, but that's what I heard.
And now she got a whole new man.
But the same thing. I think they're all like ceremonies. Like, they're literally, she has ceremonies. And, you know, it's this commitment to your friends and family, I guess, and whomever or whatever you believe in. But it's not like official marriage license.
You know where the bodies is buried too for Russell.
Exactly.
Yeah, she not getting fucking married because that it's giving. First of all, I think the oldest one is in college. And I think you do, if you're getting child support, they still have to pay while the kid is in college. Like,
really?
Really?
Yeah, my grandma told me that. Yeah, now it's a new law. Yeah, it's like the first or second year, but they have to still contribute to some of the college education if the child does go to college.
Wow.
Because one of my cousins is in that situation now on back child support. His daughter is in college, but he still has to continue to pay.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy.
Yep.
That means she loves him any less? Like, is that because you know, I don't know it, and I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if I guess know or agree with what unconditional love is. Like, I think when I think of unconditional, I think like you could almost do anything, no boundaries and whatever, and I'm gonna be here. Like, I don't. And I hate to say that, but like, I don't believe in that. Like, I believe, like I said, love with conditions. Like, I believe in a conditional love because it's just not, you just can't do everything. And then I'm like, well, are there boundaries within the unconditional part? Like, I really don't know how that part works out. I don't. And you know,
I only understand the unconditional love concept as a mother to a child. Because there's nothing she could do to make me not love her. But all the rest of these motherfuckers, yeah, it's conditional as hell. The fuck? You can do some shit to make me not love you. Absolutely. So I think we are in the same boat, T. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have a kid, but I could see like that would be unconditional, not anything else. Because it's your kid and you watch your kid grow and like,
yeah,
you know, if you're a woman, I had you in my stomach, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I ain't talking about that one. I'm talking about relationship one. Yeah, I'm like,
oh, yeah, relationship. Yeah, now all this shit is.
I'm like, I ain't talking about that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is love with conditions, hands down.
That was like that clip that just resurfaced recently on, I think it was like Basketball Wives, where one of the ladies was like about respectfully cheating. And she basically was talking about the fact that, you know, if I don't know the woman, I ain't never seen her, and like it's not out in the social media, like that's cool with me. You just keep it under wraps. No, that's not cool. Like, I mean, the concept of respectfully cheating is like, it's basically saying like, you okay if he fuck up as long as you don't know about it. And
yeah, and I hold on, I'm gonna take it a step further. And I think I think it's also like as long as it doesn't affect my daily, right? As long as my I'm not saying that broke niggas don't cheat. They shouldn't, no shade. But it also, I think it comes with a level of someone also doing stuff for you. Like you said, this girl was on Basketball Wives or whatever. So I'm assuming that she's still dating an athlete. And again, it even goes back to what I said with Uzi. There are things that a man with money that provides for you and does for you that you probably also will allow way more than just like the nigga who is just like doing whatever. Like, it's like, nah, you ain't getting away with that. Ah. But like the nigga that, you know, every time you see something on like Basketball Wives, and I hate to say that, but like probably all basketball niggas cheat. Hello. And they know that. And it's probably, but it's like, as long as it doesn't affect my lifestyle, as long as I'm not embarrassed about it, it's almost like
bringing me no diseases.
You're not bringing me no diseases.
Yeah, I think that was like her one thing where it was like, don't get anybody pregnant and don't bring me any diseases and I'm fine.
Cause that's the shit that be happening.
Yeah. So hers, because hers wasn't even, I don't even need to know about it. Right. Hers was literally diseases. Oh my God.
Bitch, could you imagine like
in a baby
when you find out that your nigga's cheating because you got a because
you got chlamydia, some shit.
And you can get some shit you can't get rid of no baby, and you can't get rid of everything. So you got some shit that now you can't even get rid of it. Her, like I said, hers wasn't even, oh, I don't gotta know about it. It's like the bar is in hell. Okay. Like it's fucking in hell that. It's like we're and if that's your life and that's what you want to do also, I don't give a fuck. Like, kudos and salute to you. I hope y'all are extremely happy. But I think sometimes we fake ourselves out and it's like, oh, I'm okay with like bringing another girl in. But you really not. But you also don't want to lose the nigga. Like, it's just, I hate this for us.
Me too.
I do. Because I think, you know, most people, it's like, you know, when people are like, oh, we're conditioned to like love multiple people. I get that. But like, also, if you like have your person and this is, you know, like your person or whatever, like this is the person that you want to be with. At least me, y'all know I'm crazy. I don't like to share. And I don't like all that other shit. I don't need nobody else in it. Like,
you don't like threesomes?
I'm good. Nope. We enough. It's given enough. Like, I no. Love that.
That's yeah. beautiful.
It's cool. But you have to, but that's why also you got to find somebody who I thinks like you. So we can be on the same page about that. Like if you have a nigga that's like, oh, you know, like, oh, I always want a threesome, or, you know, I want to bring other bitches into our relationship. Like you might got to reevaluate some things. Cause sometimes a lot of times also, you know, people communicate with us, but it's not what we want to hear. So let's say he's like pressing you hard by that nigga's probably going to cheat, or he gonna go create his own threesome. And I'm not saying it's okay, but it's like we gotta have these conversations, I feel like, a little bit sooner also to know what the fuck you getting into. So then you're not sitting up there talking about, as long as you don't bring me home a baby or a STD.
It's bigger than that.
Yeah, like, and if it is open, then you should be doing you too. Shit.
I was just gonna say, because like, why right. the only one that can bring somebody into this. And never women can't bring a man in. Like, why she got to be gay for you?
Went out on a date with a nigga one time, and he...
And you don't even got to be gay for me.
I'm sorry that came out wrong, but y'all know what I meant.
Yeah, no, but like, he had to stay at home. This sounds horrible, but whatever it is, what it is.
What is it?
He had a stay-at-home girlfriend, wife. I really don't even know what it was at the time. I wasn't really, really checking for it, Mr. Holt, but whatever. We was out, we was eating, and he was in a relationship. You know, I am not checking for that, Mr. Holt. And he was like, and I remember I was like, why? Like, you shouldn't even be here. Like, you in a relationship, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, we're in an open relationship. And I was like, well, nigga, that's a lie. Like, that's a fucking lie. And I'm like, oh, is it open on her side too? And he's like, nah, only on mine. And I'm like, you're lying, because it's probably not even open.
It's not even open.
Her bar is the same as that other shorty's. Don't bring me home no STD, and don't bring home no baby.
Because that's like, those, and I ain't gonna lie, those for me are the ultimate deal breakers too. Is the baby is the one for me. Like, oh, it's bull
ball. Oh, hell yeah. That's a constant reminder.
I could not deal with that, like, at all. That's the one.
Bob Marley wife, fuck out of here. Yeah. Got me fucked up.
Oh, yeah, because didn't she, Viola Davis and Fences? That's a strong woman, child.
All of that, yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I really do. And I don't even know where, when I say I want better, I don't even know where that starts. If that is just like how we're like, you know, you have to love yourself more and be cognizant of the decisions that you make and the positions that you put yourself in. But like, who, child, is hard. When I say that, it sounds so much easier just saying it.
It's actually very much easier said than done. It's like so much to unpack there, because you're always on a self-love journey. Like, that journey never stops.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. Sometimes the train can go backwards. Sometimes it's pushing forward super fast. It's giving Accela. Sometimes it's giving 1800.
Sometimes it's giving Northeast.
Okay.
Matter of fact, sometimes it's giving Greyhound. It's giving Greyhound some days.
Sometimes, or MTV, you know, child.
Slower than a Oldsmobile. You never know.
She's giving, it's going from MTA to the Accela. Like, yeah, you really
and to be at the Accela is like, I mean, one could hope and wish.
Yeah. And like you said, but it's a constant journey also. Let's say you could be on the Accela 1 month and then you back on the MTA the next. Like,
It's
also not even a constant of like, I'm just going to be on this journey and it's like, I'm never going to revert back, or I'm never going to like slip up. And it's like, and if you do, that's okay. Child, you might
don't
go back to the MTA, get on the Northeast,
don't know
get on the Northeast regional.
On the MTA.
You said what?
You don't know who you're going to meet when you're on the MTA.
This is true. Oh, you mean if it's like a slower.
If you're at that slower point of your self-love journey and you're on the, the analogies of MTA versus Accela. When you're at that point in your life and you're on the MTA and you meet somebody, that's a whole different relationship versus when you meet somebody when you're on the Accela.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So life is just a very beautiful experience, but it's also very much an experience. And like, whatever comes our way, we have to be just ready for and very secure in ourselves, and being secure in ourselves is a journey.
Mm, and that shit is so hard.
So like, who taught y'all how to love yourselves?
Honestly,
Liana Van Zandt. Like,
is that something that you'll want? Because you'll never get it. You have so many quotes.
Honestly, I think not getting and receiving what I wanted, you know, not even the, you know, how, let's say how I was talking about examples of like seeing things that would make you change your mind. I think it was the reverse of like, I remember one day I was like, I can't do this. Like whatever is happening specifically, you know, I know we're talking about self-love, but even just as it relates to like relationships. And it's like, mm-hmm. I was like, I cannot continue to place myself in these situations and not get what I want. And honestly, yeah. I think that is more so also what's, I guess, was the catalyst to be like, no, wait a minute, you're that bitch. So all that other shit that you was like accepting because of, you know, just whatever and self-doubt and insecurities and everything else. It's like, no, you have to like make that change. If you want to do better, you have to make different choices. So yeah. Whether that, you know, how you interact with people, who you interact with, even just like, I remember when I finally started like consistently working out and I was like, oh, this, and as much as I hate it. I remember I was like, oh, I feel good though. Like, I feel good.
I look good.
Sorry. Yeah, look good.
Doing
I feel
a little turn in the mirror and shit.
Yeah, you like,
getting a little different.
Yeah. I like this. But yeah, but was it anything that was like outright, you know, like, because I was thinking, I'm like, damn, if I have a child, we're gonna be in the mirror doing mantras at like 3 years old. Like, I am beautiful, you know, like, I, like,
that's amazing. So
I I've had to do that as an adult. I'm never consistent with it. I haven't done it in a really long time, but there was a moment in time where I was like, every morning I had to wake up and I do my mantras. And some days I didn't even feel like it. And I was like, bitch, I'm not in this shit at all. But like, you still had to, you know, like,
but you sit did it. And you knew it, that was something know? That helped you along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, self-love during my like growing up ages was like, I've been non-existent because I think my parents just like kind of drilled in me about school. Mm-hmm. For them, school was just the way out of anything and everything. Like, you gotta get these grades, you gotta get a scholarship and go to college so that you can make something of yourself. Forget what people are saying about you, whatever they're saying, whatever, make the grade. So for me, it was always like, put your head in books and forget about it. But that obviously wasn't the case because I'm still triggered now, as you heard earlier.
Poor baby.
I'm looking up the eights right now in StockX.
But the eights are actually ugly. They just happen to be out at that time. If
it
anything,
doesn't matter. I think you need them. You just have them in a box. Continue.
No.
I love that. I
would never wear them at this point in my life. And I think for me, coming out was that self-love because once I got into being around other gay men, it made me realize like, oh my God, there are people like me, one. And then like, all of y'all got all these fucking pieces, labels, y'all like not full of yourself, but full of yourselves and think that you are the best thing that walked into this door just now. Like, and I want to feel like that too. So yeah. I think it kind of just like rubbed off on me with being around in the gay scene when I was like 19, 20 years old. Like, I literally entered into that world like with a fake ID and was just like out the club every week. And for me, it was like a constant confidence builder because it was just like, oh my God, people like want to know who I am. People want to hang out with me. People are interested in what I'm interested in. And so that put me on my own self-love journey once I was able to like identify who I was and talk about that with other people who could identify with the same thing.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I can say, I like, you know, obviously I know I've known Dee Dee for a very long time and I've definitely seen every
life iteration that I've lived.
Yeah, of like, you know, of 18 to you thought we was on a date, and I was like, girl.
You were on a whole day like, Cheesecake Factory, 42 pages, order what you want, my
exactly extra brown bread for my bitch. Okay. So you know
my bitch
for my bitch. So to see, you know, you come from that where I was like, girl, you're gay. Like, I knew that.
Right. And didn't even know it. I mean, knew it, but didn't even know it at that point.
Yeah. Didn't even know it to, like, you know, New York, and then to see with, you know, your relationship with 6'6 Poppy. It really is just beautiful to witness, honestly. Yeah. And I feel like
it's been a journey. Like, that's why I always like remind people, like, should I have my moment? Shit, earlier today, I was just kind of like in my fucking feelings, but like, I'm fine now. But you just go up and down, you know. I wasn't on the MTA exactly. I may have been in an Uber, but you know.
That's luxury. I'd have lost with that, but I'm like, wait, what?
I'm like, that is luxury.
Yeah, I'm like, huh? I don't even know. And I'm all confused. Oh, yeah. You know, especially like the body image shit for me is like super crucial. Like today I had a whole moment because my face is breaking out, and I had a breakout, and I couldn't tell you last month. And I mean, my entire face is breaking out. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, what is happening with my face? And you know, I'm dramatic.
Well, we can't see it on the Zoom right now.
Yeah, I can't see shit.
It's really fine. I was like in the room, like, what? Oh my God. It's like maybe everywhere. That means
you just need to get 30 minutes, go get a facial or something.
That's why I was late to the call. Did that. So yeah, I did my full like facial and like all my stuff. So I'm like, I know I'll wake up and be fine. But even that, I'm like, sis, you're calm the fuck down. Like,
yeah, but G, what about your journey?
With self-love, I mean, it definitely, like you, it wasn't, well, like all of us, that wasn't really like anything that was taught at home. I mean, I think really life kind of just taught me after a while. Like it really just came down to the concept of like, I'm here, I'm stuck with me. You know what I mean? Like I can't change that I'm in this body. I can't change that this is, you know, my life up until what happened before, up until this moment now. The only thing that I can change is this point moving forward. And ultimately that was like the kicker or the starting, the spark. And then, you know, having a daughter, man, you know, it's just, you think about like where the things went wrong with you, and if someone would have poured into you or nipped this in the bud or nipped that in the bud. Like, so, you know, I had to be able to be cool with me to be able to focus on that too. You know what I mean? Like, I can't teach her self-love if I don't love me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can't show her what love will look like outwardly if I entertain, you know, unhealthy relationships. Like, everything is by leading through example, so that it's more so like holding a mirror up to my face, and like, it all starts with love. So, you know, I still work on that. Like, I'm not, you know, I think I struggle with like, you know, feeling like lack or, you know, like, you know, failure in elements or in places. But, you know, I try not to dive too deep into that, because it's like, all right, girl, you can feel this, but the thought needs to be stronger and bigger than what you are feeling. You have to think beyond this. Mm-hmm. So,
but also, I think when I was like, what are those positive images and what are people saying? That's it. Like what you just said, literally. Like, we have to be, I ain't trying to get all like Gandhi and MLK, but like, we have to, you know, but I'm on a roll with these quotes tonight. But you know, we do have to be the change that we want to see.
Yeah. So,
like, you saying that, like, that, you know, I was like, that is it. Like, girl, you didn't answer the damn question. And we had answered the question to the beginning of the podcast and we didn't even think about that. We just thought, I was saying, like, what are those images that you're seeing?
Oh wow. I was like, that's, yeah, you better be full circle. Right.
Come on.
Wow. It took me a second to get that.
It took me a second too, G. But
no, I'm sorry. You know, I don't really be clear. I'd be thinking I'd be clear. And I saw your face.
You're at the lecture, child.
You said what?
I'm here at the lecture.
Be caught up.
Yeah. So like, but yeah, it came. I was like, no, that is like, we literally have to like be those people, whether and even if you don't have kids, like it's your younger siblings, like it's your, you know, it's your cousins. It's like, it's that type of thing, because, you know, you also, when I said that earlier, like, you can't expect TV to raise your kids, or your children. Or whatever, people in your family. Let's be very, very clear. But that is also something that just has a huge effect on people. But you have to like counterbalance that with like the conversations and the things, you know, that we're having. Like, the conversations I had with my nephew last week, I'm not my nephew, my cousin last week, he's 15. And like, I'll be babying him. I'm like, you fucking, Like if you're fucking, like you better strap it up, because I know you.
Because I was fucking at 15. You gotta ask shit,
and I'm not gonna tell you don't, because I wasn't.
I don't have anyone that's like 15, 16 in my life, but if I did, that would. That's a real conversation.
Yeah, like I'm not. It's not gonna be like the no or abstinence or just, you know, any of those other things. Especially then, you just want to like.
Because I mean, that's not the truth.
It's not. It's not realistic. It's not like even with like it's literally it's like do we need to get you on birth control? And obviously it's different when you have a kid. Nobody wants to have that think about their child having sex, but it's like you we gonna get you.
I'd rather that than you coming to me talking about some mommy.
I'm pregnant.
You about to be a grandma, because then I'll be pushing your ass to the goddamn Planned Parenthood. You don't have no motherfucking choice in this. I'm sorry, it's given that until you're 18.
It's given.
You have a baby at 18, you can choose to have a baby at
18. It is right. This is not an episode of Teen Mom, baby. Okay,
no, ma'am, no, sir. You can be home.
I was thinking that one day, and I was like, damn, why would anybody on? And this is no disrespect to anybody that was a teen mom, but I was like, I would be at the clinic so quick if I was a teen mom. Like,
what
again? That's probably something that's lacking. You're like, oh, I didn't have this in my life, so I'm going to shower this baby with all the things I didn't have. But then you're not even equipped because you're fucking 15 years old. And I'm not saying that's every situation. I'm not saying that at all. But like,
for the most part,
so much. It's so much.
And it's funny because when me going home, I hung out with a couple of my homegirls from high school. And all of them had kids like very early on. And I'm there with my 2-year-old, you know. And they like, you finally had a kid. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, I waited.
When I was ready.
Right. You know, and this was no shade to them, you know, but it's just funny, like the dynamic, because people at home had kids very early on. But then like in my adult life, like I am the one with the kid, and I have a lot of friends who don't have kids. You know what I mean?
You just take a look on Facebook, and literally, half the people are, because everybody's names are completely different because they're all married, and every they on their third child. Where I'm like, child, I couldn't even take care of a puppy, let alone a child. Like, so it's but again, it's like it's different lives, and they're both okay. Also, like it's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
both of them.
We're just going to be a little older. Like, I'm going to be gray when my child is in elementary school. And that's cool, too.
And that's okay. Yeah,
and that is totally fine.
That is totally fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no, not at all. Child, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be so hip.
So hip. You have way much more to offer. You know what I mean?
Because you just know yourself more. Like, you know, you're just way more in tune. Like you said, we can have this conversation. I could not have this conversation at 21.
Yeah.
Child, if I had a kid at 16, that child would be, oh my God, that child would be 18 this year.
You got somebody pregnant.
Wow.
No, but I'm just saying, like, just to do the math. Like,
oh, I was like, dang, did it.
No, and I have a friend that from back home from Baltimore, and her son is going to college. And I'm like, I was like, bitch, this is wild. Wow. Like, even my first goddaughter is 16. Like, that shit is just
them aborted babies. Yeah, they would have been grown.
It ain't even RIP. It's just given. It was what it was.
Girl, like, what's the quote?
What is the quote? Also, wait. We would be remiss if we did not say. You know, like I really hope DMX. We are praying for you, DMX. I send it all.
We praying,
love,
baby.
Yes, prayers energy, up.
Prayers up. I heard the other day, like he is not doing good at all. Like whatever statement the lawyer released is like actually not true, and he's just like not doing good at all. So. Prayers up, child. I remember, like, oh, Lord.
Like, vegetative state not doing good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it's not looking good. And, like, and you know, I kept seeing on Twitter, people were like, why is everybody talking about it now? I'm like, I also don't follow no young-ass Twitter, so I never saw that, but I saw the responses of people saying that, and
why is everybody talking about it now?
basically being like he wasn't that big. This was like that younger. I don't know where that deep web of younger Twitter
girl,
is.
I don't follow that.
Oh,
Twitter
I don't know that Twitter either.
Yeah. I don't know that. I just kept seeing, wow.
Oh, they're young. They don't know.
Yeah. Reminding people around his impact and like showing, you know, old clips of him. And I was just like, why y'all, who y'all reminding? Not on my timeline.
Yeah. The impact that DMX, yeah. I remember listening to that CD with my, like opening up the booklet and like the flesh of my flesh, bone of my blood, and like going through the like every song.
That product manager? That was iconic.
And that was the second album.
Second. Yep.
That second. Was the second. Both yep. albums went number one first week.
Yeah. I think there's like so many stats. I don't have them off the top of my head, but there's so many stats that Earl Simmons has broken. Like, no.
Oh, yeah. For a rap artist.
He's iconic. Like,
yeah. Icon.
Those first three albums had a run.
Yeah. Icon. He had such a sad life. Like,
so fucking sad. Talk about love. Like, can you imagine if his mom would have just poured a little bit of fucking love into him, just a little bit, because she didn't do shit. Like,
it's sad. It's so sad.
We love you, X.
Yes, we do. We love you, X.
We're fans.
Well, we're going to continue some of this conversation on Patreon as well. So be sure to sign up, see what goodies and fun stuff we have over there.
Oh, yeah, because I'm cooking. So that's what y'all about to see.
Yeah, we're about to be cooking and just talking more shit on Patreon. So make sure y'all sign up so you don't miss anything. And the quote of the day is...
Purr.
he called me Big Purr. Sorry. The quote of the day is, there is no version of my reality where I don't see a successful and extraordinary life. Not a single one. That's how much I believe in myself. So, you know, y'all, I be posting shit to give myself pep talks. It is not for other people. it is to inspire myself, child. But what? I was like, word. Yes, motherfucking facts. And if you can inspire somebody along the way, then do it. But, you know, you got to fake it. That's when it's okay to fake it before you make it. When you don't feel good and you got to push yourself to feel good, you can absolutely fake that type of shit. Yeah. And then you're going to eventually get there and feel that.
When you didn't pay to get on the Excel train, but you still got on that bitch. Oh my God.
There are only fucking planes, trains, and automobiles. Goodbye.
Bye.
Haters. Bye.